This CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities say two police officers who forcefully arrested a 73-year-old woman with dementia have warrants out for their arrest. Austin Hopp and Daria Jalali face criminal charges for using excessive force during the arrest. Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin.
And I hope today can be a step towards rebuilding trust between the criminal justice community and the Larimer County community, as well as seeking justice for Ms. Garner's family.
Karen Garner suffered a dislocated shoulder and broken arm during the arrest. Organizers of Denver's Pride Fest say they won't let law enforcement groups participate this year. The Center on Colfax said it wants to show solidarity with black communities protesting police violence, a problem that has historically impacted LGBTQ people as well. This year's Pride Fest will feature online and in-person events beginning June 26th. CU Board of Regents approved a $1.3 million departure payment for President Mark Kennedy that covers the remainder of his contract. Kennedy cited a change in the board's focus and philosophy for his leaving.
It's been an honor to work with you and the many hardworking people that have advanced CU to make sure that we're delivering on our mission to discover, to teach, to serve.
Officials say Kennedy didn't resign, nor was he terminated. It's more of a mutual decision after the board flipped to a Democratic majority following the November election. Denver is at 71 degrees, Fort Collins 72. This is CPR News.